I'm Rona Tarrant. A coalition of 500 religious organisations and leaders have asked Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen for an immediate end to the federal government's migration policy protocols. In a letter to Nielsen, the religious group said the so-called Remain in Mexico policy returns vulnerable asylum seekers to Mexico and puts them at risk of further harm while they wait for their case to be processed in the US. They called on Nielsen to uphold asylum law and respect asylum seekers. The Missouri House of Representatives has passed an omnibus bill that bans abortions when the heartbeat of a fetus can be detected. The Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act also limits late-term abortions after 5 months of pregnancy. The bill would trigger a statewide abortion ban if the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court is sending a death row case back to the lower courts to determine if the inmate's dementia, brought on by strokes he suffered while on death row, should prevent him from being executed. In the 5-3 ruling, the justices sided with Alabama prisoner Vernon Madison for now, saying the lower court should look at his case again. Madison, who killed a police officer in 1985, suffered strokes in recent years that left him blind and with vascular dementia and significant memory loss. North Korea's foreign minister says Pyongyang's position will not change even if the U.S. seeks further talks. Ri Yong-ho was speaking after a summit in Vietnam between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without agreement. Trump said the U.S. had refused demands for all sanctions to be lifted, but Ri insisted the North had only asked for partial sanctions relief, not a complete lifting. South Sudan's bishops have said the country's peace deal is fatally flawed, but they're committed to forging new negotiations. In a statement, the bishops said while South Sudan's main parties signed a deal in September that ended the five-year civil war, the situation on the ground shows that it's not addressing the root causes of the conflict. The bishops also recommended a series of measures to end the conflict. The UN has said more than 1.5 million people in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation and more than 6 million face extreme hunger. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.